This today's slichus in us, some Gedalia, there's a pizmon where it talks about different people in history who did tshuva, not just people, but groups of people. And in the list, you have Anshei Nineveh, which of course we read on Yom Kippur in the Maftar Yonah, the story of Nineveh. The language is interesting. It struck me this morning as we were saying slichus, and then I wanted to bring some makoros to you on this. Inyan as a springboard. Shananu, this is written by Benjamin Ben Zerach, but it's by Aleph Beis. So this is the Shin. Shannu lishonam kecheitz anshe ir hagdola, shigyonam uzdonam rabu ad lamala, titcha chazon hafichasam achazum reses v'chalchala, tshuva asu kahogen v'lifnei chisich v'odecha niskabla. So we're discussing the great averos of Anshir Hagdola of Nineveh, Shannu Lishonam Kechetz. So they were very arrogant, and they had many averos. Shigyonam Uzdonam Rabu Adlamala. So the many, many averos. Titcha Chazon, when there was you gave a nevuah through Yonah. Chazon is a nevuah. Hafichasam, that they're going to be overturned. V'ninve nepoches, that was what Yonah was told. Achazum reses v'chalchala, they were seized with tremors and trepidation. And result of that, tshuva asu kahogen, they did proper tshuva. V'lifnei kisei chvodecha niskabu, and it was accepted by the kisei hakavod. So we were reading this morning, it occurred to me, there's a lot of chidushim here in this stanza. Obviously, there's a message of tshuva that we know from the story of Nineveh, which is why we read it on Yom Kippur. But the question is, was it really a tshuva gemura? Was it really a tshuva kohogen, as the words here suggest? Or maybe kohogen doesn't necessarily mean tshuva gemura. It says tshuva kohogen. But what type of tshuva was it? Clearly, it accomplished something. They were spared, and that was the lesson that Hashem imparted to Yonah. Means it was accepted by the Kisei HaKavod, which perhaps suggests this idea of tshuva magas at Kisei HaKavod, which is the sense of a tshuva that goes all the way up. It's far from simple, far from pashut, that's in fact the case, that this was a pure tshuva, and that the level of tshuva is equated to tshuva of Kisei HaKavod. And exactly what's the relationship of tshuva by non-Jews vis-a-vis Jews? So again, it's not a davar pashut, and it's apparently different mashmosin from different sources, both in Chazal and in Rishonim, about this. So just to simply present some of these, I know that the Mabit talks about it in his Sefer Beis Elokim. The Mabit, of course, was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, the time of in Tzfat, and he wrote a Sefer on the Rambam called Kiryat Sefer, which did not become as popularized as the Kesef Mishnah, which is printed with the Rambam. Kiryat Sefer is a pirush on the Rambam. It's usually available as a separate sefer, and he wrote also, among other svarim, the sefer of Musar and Mashkafa, called Beis Elokim. It's a very, very interesting sefer. He has different sha'arim, Shara Tfila, Shara Tshuva, Shara Yisodos. Very, very intriguing sefer. A lot of interesting ideas that you find in the, not that I've gone through it cover to cover, but here and there, you find very fascinating things in the sefer Beis Elokim. So in the Shara Tshuva, in the middle Prakim, Perek Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, talks about different levels of Tshuva and the Maila of Tshuva for Yisrael. And beginning in Perek Yud Gimel and then more into Perek Yud Dalet, he talks about the Tshuva of Anshei Nineveh, Ayidei Yonah. So he begins in Perek Yud Gimel, just sharing with you some ideas. Gam ki ha Tshuva himo ilu l'chol bo ayola. Tshuva works for everybody, for sure. Imko ze yesh hefrish ben shuvas Yisrael le shuvas umas over the aligen shayu b'shanim kadmonios. Because Kal Yisrael obviously are in a category by themselves, ha'olam nivra b'shvil Yisrael, and without shuvah there'd be no kiyum ha'olam, and Kal Yisrael themselves are part of the kiyum ha'olam. And goes on with that idea that nafshos Yisrael chatsubos mitachas kisei hakavod, and that's a level that's above the nefeshes of Umas HaOlam. And that's why we find the Nevi'im are constantly reminding Klal Yisrael, Sheshuvah B'Tshuvah, Al Kol Chatasam, U'maskirim Onshe Umos Obdi Olirim Haniskarim, Ve'ena Maskirim Osam Sheshuvah B'Tshuvah. You see, the fact that Yonah was summoned to be a Navi to Nineveh is a chidush, it's an anomaly. Typically, you don't find Nevi'im whose mission was to misnabe to Mas'om, to call them to do, to repent, to do Tshuvah. Rather, as he says, the Nevi'im were told there's going to be Onesh, that's going to be for the Musalim, but not therefore tell them to do Tshuva. And that's because there's a unique level to Klal Yisrael. And then, this is all in Perek Yud Gimel. And therefore he goes on and says, L'chein, kisha'amalo, when Hashem said to Yonah to go and tell Nineveh that they're going to be destroyed, he ran away. But in his mind, you know, there's no place for this. What's the point? Umus ha'olam, they deserve what they deserve. Obviously, there's a message in Yonah that obviously not so simple. Hashem has rachmanis on everybody. Like at the end of the story of Yonah, we see that there is a message that we have to recognize that there's place for tshuva. But the question is, after the message is told to us, does that equate the level of tshuva and the level that we try to highlight here with Anshei Nineveh to that of Klal Yisrael? That's the question. So then he goes on in Perek Yud Dalet as follows. And then we'll see what other ideas I can make also make you aware of. The Rabbit says as follows. Achesh in his Bayer Perek Yud Dalet, ki derech klal, ki ikar tshuva li Yisrael. Now, Omer derech prat, kama hevdelim, he keeps going back to the nations before. I don't know why he keeps referring it that way. Is it because of the censorship possibility that he doesn't want to speak, you know, about Umus Olam without adding that because maybe people will take offense with it? Or maybe there's some fundamental difference. Maybe the pagans of old have less to hope for in the tshuva, maybe as the world develops. I'm not saying I know for sure what the pshat is. I'm just noting he keeps saying b'shan kadmonios. So I'm not sure what to make of that. Anyway, so he goes through numerous distinctions. Number one, ha'evdo harishon, the first and the most basic ha'ikari is tshuvas Yisrael. He says mo'ilo lehem ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba. The tshuva works in this world and the next world. Tshuvas ha'umos haniskar. Doesn't help for Olam Haba. That's one chiluk, and he brings psukim to the effect, and then he says, but notice, he says, "Can einam shavim l'Hashem kiniskar einam ma'ila tshuva el b'zeh ha'olam." Ki anshe ninvei kishe shavu midarkam hara. Achare, he says, ki lo shavu Hashem b'chol avava. Sounds like the possibility might exist, but that wasn't what happened there. They were not shavu b'chol avava m'udaso, so el mitzad hayir, we'll soon see it as a medrash mefurish that way, that the shuv b'anshinim was not a perfect shuv. Again, not like the mashmolus of the slichas that we read. So ki lo shavu b'chol avava m'udaso, so el mitzad hayira, nidive Yonah hanavi, calls it, it was a fey, they were terrified, they heard Yonah's nevuah, k'mashakasuv. So tshuvasim lo ha'ila ki'im shelo tova le'em hara sheyir hanavi. So all it accomplished was that the prediction of doom did not come to pass. K'mesh amar kasuv v'yinachem elokim al hara shediba lasus le'em v'lo asa. So the pasuk is stressing what was the impact of the tshuva, that nevuah did not come to pass. K'nir shelo ha'ila tshuvasim ki'im shelo tehafei ha'ir aleihem. Didn't accomplish that having done tshuva earned that person in Nineveh who did the tshuva that Nineveh did a chiluk no mabah. It didn't accomplish that. Meaning, because we know that chasidu m'sa'olam get a chiluk no mabah, but that's not what occurred over there. Kidai lehem shetoliyim at tshuva v'olam hazeh, and this is the first chiluk that he discusses. He elaborates more on this. Then he has another distinction further from here, further next paragraph or so. Od yesh hevdel ben tshuvas Yisrael umas haniskarim gam ba'olam hazeh. Now, even within olam hazeh, there's also a chiluk between tshuvas Klal Yisrael and the umos haniskarim, again, he keeps referring to the Umos Haniskarim, the nations of old. The famous idea of Tshuva Me'ava, that the Avera is transformed into a mitzvah. It's like every Avera became a mitzvah. But the Umos Ha'olam that not mitzvah in Tshuva. This Maila of Nepach Kizchuyos, that's only for Ikar Yisrael. That's the second part. And then he says another point. Od Nivdeles, Tshuvas Yisrael, Mitshuvas Ha'umas and Iskarim. Another Chiluk. Ki Tshuvas Harabim Mi Yisrael, Mo'eles Lepratim Mehem She'enam Shavim. Let's say there's a mass Tshuva, but here and there are individuals who didn't exactly do Tshuva, but they're part of the tzibur. Tzchus harabim tamod lahem, shko yisafu ba'avonam ba'olam hazeh, ad asher yitnu alibam lachzor kedei shelo yashuv b'olam haba. So there is already some value in the tshuvas harabim that stands and is all made, you know, for everybody, that they will not be destroyed in this world until eventually, hopefully, they'll come and do tshuva and earn olam haba. Mashenkin bu'umas aniskar. But we won't say that tshuva of the rabbim will accomplish for those who didn't do tshuva. That's where he brings the medrash about the dalad minim of lulav and sukkis, that everyone is one, we come together, and the mechapa one for the other. Aguda achas mechapa elu elu. We know in Kippur we say mispalim ma'avaryanim. We start Yom Kippur, even those who are Rishayim are part of the Tzibur. The Levona was a very noxious odor, wouldn't smell good. It was part of the Torah to teach us the same message. So why did Nineveh not get destroyed? And why did anyone not get destroyed? Because there, V'chei Matzino Ba'anshi Nineveh Shekasu Va'yibishu Sakim Miktanam Ve'ad Gedolam. There, why did it help? For everybody, because everybody Taka did. Whatever Tshuva they did, they did. Everybody. Everybody was part of the process. So again, there's a lesson here, an inspiration, but recognize for what it is. It wasn't that it could have worked for those who didn't do tshuva. It was because everybody did what they did, and gam haktanim nitzdaru afa behemos. Everybody fasted, even the animals fasted, as it says over there. Okay, this is a little bit of what the Bavit says. Let's give you a few other makoros. I'm just bringing from a sefer that's malakidit. There's a medrash in Yalkut Shimoni, beginning of Parshas Pekudei. Ela Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaEdus. And there, in that medrash, the Yalkut quotes, Zeh Sim L'chol Bo'i Olam She'ein Sricha Elu Yisrael Bilvad. Shna Mishkan HaEdus, Edus Hi L'chol Bo'i Olam She'akash Baruch Hu Nisrat Elu Yisrael. We did the Chet HaEgel, we were forgiven through the Mishkan. And this is an Edus She'ein Sricha Lashna Medrash Elu Yisrael. Some darg of Sricha is unique to Klal Yisrael. There's also a Yushami Tainus that specifically relates to the Tshuva Vanshe Ninveh playing it down. The Yushami says in Tainus Perak Beis that Tshuva Shel Ramoyus Asu Vanshe Ninveh wasn't perfect. It had some deception in it. And it goes on to describe what it was exactly that they did, which wasn't really the perfect Tshuva. There was a tshuva, no question. Obviously, that's why they were speared, but it was something deficient in the tshuva. That's what you have to say. There's a minchas chinuch that doesn't elaborate, but in mitzvah shin samach dalid, which is about vidui, at the very end, I believe it's where it is, mitzvah sa tshuva no heges b'cho isha Yisrael, the im tshuva no heges b'vnei noach ra'isi b'sifei drushim she'erichu b'zeh. There's a lot that's discussed in sifei drush. V'yesh ha'kasvu she'ein mo'ilo tshuva, Al Chuvas Ninve Tirtsu. They have a teretzvah. Chuvas Anshin Ninve, the Inkam Akoma. What we saw in the Rabbit is that there is a level of Tshuva, and they had a certain level of Tshuva, but it didn't accomplish what Tshuva does for Klal Yisrael. The Ramami Panu, famous Sefer, is a Makubo in Italy, Ramami Panu, Sefer Masar Mamoros. Magen Avraham quotes the Sefer numerous times. Masar Mamoros of the Ramami Panu. He also takes the view that tshuva of Musa Olam is not the same as tshuva of Klal Yisrael, We mentioned the Mabid, but on the other hand, there is the Rabbeinu Bachaye in Karakemach, Erech Vidoy. Karakemach is a sefer by Rabbeinu Bachaye, which is like an encyclopedia of concepts of Yadus ordered by the Aleph Beis. So, Karakemach, you look under Vav, you'll see Erech Vidoy, and you'll have Mamori Chazal, and so on, sometimes Kabbalah. He writes there, language of Ben Bachaye sounds, I would say, more to what we read in the Slichas today. The Ein Tzarach Loma be Yisrael, Ela Shafilu Be'umas Ha'olam Havidoy Mechaper. Sounds like, again, unless you could play it down, so it just means it's Mechaper on some level, but the language is, he brings a certain example with Adoni Vezek from Malchi Kenan and the tshuva that he did. Ma'in sheyizkar kasa misasa b'Yerushalayim. It says over there in the pasuk that he died in Yerushalayim. Elo lamedcha shekema sheizvada v'hizkir es Hashem yizbarach b'vidu yhoysa misasa kapara acha shekibel dino mida k'neged mida. Lashon Rashi is interesting in Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu says, beginning by Eschanan, Ata chilosa laharas asavdacha esgadlacha v'yifyadacha hachazaka. Rashi says, what is yadacha hachazaka? Zu yemincha shehi pshuta l'chol ba'ei olam. Lashon of Rashi, your hand is extended l'chol ba'ei olam. When you hear the words l'chol ba'ei olam, it usually associates with everybody, Jews and non-Jews alike. So Rashi saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to accept tshuva from everybody. Again, maybe not a total contradiction. It could be that the tshuva of Umis HaOlam can't rise to the level tshuva of Klal Yisrael. But Umaisa Rachma B'Kol Ma'asav, like it says in Yonah, that Hashem has Rachmanis for everybody, even animals. And you have Rachmanis on the Kikayon, and of course I can have Rachmanis on people. But at the end of the day, the tshuva is still not, the standards are different, and the tshuva, it doesn't reach the same level. So it doesn't mean that it's not yod chapshuta. Yod chapshuta, l'kabel shavim, whoever. But again, maybe it's not the same level. But once again, at the point of departure, the language of the Paitan here, Benjamin ben Zerach, I don't know exactly details of his biography, but he's mentioned in Slichas numerous times. He wrote various... I have in the slichas that I have here, they give you a little biography of all the people who are included in the slichas. They tell you which slichas were from those particular paitan, and some of them they have more information about than others. So William Bezerach, it says Mechachme Ashkenaz, lived in Dalet Alafim, Tuf Nun, and fine, he was Migdolia Paitanim, and there are tens of piyutim of his. So he has this sentence that we read again, take it as you wish. Tshuva asu kehogen. That word has to be parsed and analyzed. Kehogen. Belufnei chisei chvodecha niskabla. And with all this in mind, you know, we have to know what exactly to make of it. Al kol panim, certainly tshuva for Klal Yisrael. We should seize the opportunities that come with it and incredible potential. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for our tshuva in whatever level that we can to be able to move forward, Mitzvah Hashem, to engage in tshuva.